Okay. When you were in, were you in Brooklyn, and later on in Queens, did you have, was there a lot of social activities for the people from the islands? Did you guys pull together and have block parties or any type of
in
cultural?
They never had block parties as such. That's not that I know of, neither in Queens nor in Brooklyn. The one thing I know they have is like they have a West Indian Day parade, which they have floats and food from all the islands and South Americans they participate, and that's like on Labor Day they have that big parade.
So, but generally there wasn't anything more than that one day where you kind of got together?
No. And there is, Jamaicans celebrate Jamaica Independence Day, and that's when Jamaicans get together at different functions in New York, right? And they celebrate Jamaica's independence.
And is there a lot of food that's from the island? Yeah. How about dress?
They do have a lot of foods and dress and lectures and visits from the ambassadors and stuff like that.
And these are non-political?
Non-political.
Non-political. What about anything for your children as far as passing on their culture and heritage? And
what I did for them was I took them to Jamaica a lot, so they were able to interact with their culture. We speak as Jamaicans. I give them Jamaican food. And I try to bring them up the way, you know, my parents taught me. Not the American way, because I didn't know it.
How do they get along as far as working inside their communities now and maintaining their culture or heritage as Jamaican? Do they a lot of the foods?
They do.
Or do they spring out to McDonald's all the time?
Oh, they like McDonald's, but they love Jamaican food. They love Jamaican food.
And I would imagine they love to come home.
Oh, they love their mother's cooking. Yeah, they love their mother's cooking.
When you first got here during the 60s, did you know much about Martin Luther King? And Was he prevalent as far as like the Jamaica?
When I came here first, I didn't know anything. Before I left Jamaica, I didn't know anything about Martin Luther King. But when I came here, that was a time when he was having those civil rights marches in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some of it on the television. And it was just about maybe the same year or the year after I came here, that he got killed. So, you know, whatever I learned was like after he was murdered. Nothing much before.
So, as a person that had just arrived basically in the United States, and you didn't gain any emotional attachment with Dr. King?
No.
And what about any of the any other black leaders after that, Malcolm X or?
I heard about Malcolm X, and I learned about him because I went to a black college, and his wife was one of the chairpersons, and as for the other black people and black history, that I learned in college. But in Jamaica, we don't sort of teach that. You know, we do American history, European history, stuff like that. never really had to do, had a problem, so we never had to do it.
Now, was the schools in Jamaica, were they run by blacks or were they run by whites?
Oh, they were run by blacks.
They're run by blacks?
You have some that were run by whites, but then the whites, so to speak, they become Jamaicans. They become enculturated. And they're part of your culture. So as to be prejudiced, you know, that was never a question. Not in Jamaica.
But in the United States?
Yeah. Because you see, the whole Jamaica government, we had a black governor general. You know, prime minister is black, and even though there are a lot of mixed people, when I said Syrian, Chinese, Indian, you name it, it's there. They become a part of your culture. They live there, their children are born there, they're grown there, and we never had a problem. I met a white gentleman here who works for Ethicon, who tells me he's Jamaican, and I was a little bit shocked, but he is Jamaican. From his speech, yeah.
Now, so when you were coming to the United States, did you think that you were going to come into the United States and have the same type of adaptability as you would in Jamaica with all the different cultures?
Yeah, well, I thought so, and I really didn't think of racial, you know, prejudice or heard anything, you know, about it. My father would mention a few things because he had traveled a lot before me, and he had been to the South. He was here during one of the World Wars and things, so he would talk about it, but somehow it didn't register to me until actually when I came here. And you know, when you see what's going on, division in the society, you know, and how certain people were able to get certain things done and some weren't able to get the same thing done. And people with certain educational backgrounds even couldn't get a job, and someone with the same background would go and get the job after they did. You know, and that, you know, gave me somewhat concern.
Now, since the time you moved out of Queens, when was it that you decided to come into the Army?
Well, I was in Queens, and after I graduated from, after I did the BSN in New York, somehow I've always admired the military recruiters that came to my college, and I wanted to join the military. At one time, I remembered, before I moved to Queens, I had picked up a book with an application for the Air Force, and then I sent for it. At that time I was in my 30s, and then I sent the application and sent it back that I had passed the age. I didn't know that I could have gone to the senator and spoke to them, and you know, because I was a professional, you know, see if I could get in, because I've been very happy at that point to come in. And then that was how come I joined the Army, because I was personally recruited from college.
Now, there was no other reason other than being recruited that you wanted to join the military?
Well, I admired the uniform and the parades, and I always wanted to be a part of. I didn't know anything about it, and so just for that, I just wanted to get in for the experience. Being in the uniform and being part of it.
Do you think that if you were in Jamaica, you would want to join their army?
Their army there is set up differently in that they don't have females in their army. And it's just merely a small army.
So this was a new experience, too.
This was indeed a new experience.
So do you feel that by joining the military that you've, you know, finally become a total U.S. citizen?
Well, by joining the military, I was able to fulfill that questioning part of me that wanted to know, you know, what takes place in the military. I remembered when I first came to the United States, and I think before, because I always read magazines, and I talk about joining the army. My sister-in-law tells me I shouldn't, because then they'll send me to Vietnam. At that time, her brother was drafted and sent to Vietnam. So just then, which would have been a good time for me, I was somewhat discouraged from becoming, you know, a part of the army, because I always like to travel, and I would enjoy it. But then after joining the army, and I learned all that's going on, I was kind of disappointed, because it wasn't all what they promised that it would be.
Okay. And lastly, your future plans, do you plan to stay in the United States or return back to Jamaica and once again become a citizen? Or at some point in your life, do you feel like that you need to go back to Jamaica and reestablish in Jamaica?
I thought about that, and at first when I married my present husband, he wanted to go back there to live. And after living here for so long, and there is so much of a big difference between living there and living here, in that job-wise and lifestyle, it's so different. I don't think I could really live there unless I'm able to get an income from the United States. The cost of living there is so high. I would want to live the same lifestyle I'm accustomed to living here, and that's pretty expensive. I have gone there on visits, and I really enjoy going back to enjoy, like, the scenery, the beaches, the food especially, that I miss all the time. But as to say, to really live there, my plans is to maintain a home there that I could go back and visit, you know, and have somewhere to stay. But I do think I would stay in the United States.
So the United States will finally become your permanent home then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.